Brian is my flight instructor. He's 24 years old, and I'm 66, though I don't think he has entirely grasped the magnitude of the difference. Like most young people, he still believes that people over 30 are mere extras in this documentary film about his own thrilling life. We are walking back to the shingled airport building after 7 wobbly takeoffs and 7 bumpy landings, my quota for the hour. Well, he says cheerfully, we cheated death one more time. Brian is full of little quips like that. Not everything comes as easily at 60-something as it did at 20-something, and in consequence, I have accumulated more flight time than any other student pilot at Hampton Airfield, perhaps in the nation. A reasonably competent student can solo for 15 hours. With 25 flying hours behind me, I'm still trying to make my first really good takeoff, never mind the landings, which generally send our Piper Cub leaping into the air as if reluctant to leave its element. But the joys of flying are many, even for the incompetent. In a 1943 Cub built for the U.S. Army with a skeleton of thin steel tubes fleshed over with fabric, with a 65-horsepower engine and 12 gallons of gasoline, we cruise over the New Hampshire seacoast with the door and the windows open. On the starboard side, the window swings up and the door swings down like the halves of an open clamshell. Summer air blows through the cockpit, along with the smell of hot motor oil, and sometimes, when we land on a private runway for practice, the smell of new-mown hay.